touchy.
Because we get yelled at. Well, you heard it.
Yeah, I knew you were recording the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that why you just made that noise? Give me some coffee.
Can you believe this guy tries to drink my coffee after I've been patiently saving it for the podcast?
I bought the coffee.
Yeah, well, you got laid yesterday.
Technically.
You'll probably get laid again today, too, because you bought me coffee and a burrito.
Nice. Well, you want me to have energy, so hand it over. Let's go.
Get out of here.
This week's podcast is brought to you. Welcome to All of This is Temporary, everybody. We're your hosts. I'm Ray Stone. That's Melody Gates. And we are the Ninja Turtles. Wait.
What?
Huh? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, that's the Lion King, the Liver King.
Let's actually talk about that first. How funny is it? What happens to your brain when you make $100 million is like somehow you start to think that you're in, I don't know, in a fake story, I think? Like that life isn't real.
You're definitely in a bubble, for sure. Especially if you came across that $100 million through deception. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think he was also lying to himself.
Of course, you have to. I think that's what a good liar does. Is a good liar makes themselves believe their own bullshit so that you can continue. But the crazy, like my dad did that. I think I told you about this. My real dad lived basically a total lie for much of his life. He would take other people's stories and then tell them to us as though they were his own stories. And now I knew it was bullshit the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
My brother somehow believed him because he wanted our dad to be the superhero that everyone believes that their dad is, especially because our dad was selling himself as a superhero.
Yeah.
But I was just like, yeah, I mean, I know that's bullshit. I only have one question. Did you kill all the people you told us you killed? Because I'm like, that's the only one that I'm like, did he? And he's like, yeah, one. And is like, yeah, but did he even do that? It was some, I think, altercation in prison. And he said he doesn't really talking about it, which is like, yeah.
That's how you know it's real.
Right.
No one wants to talk about that. But all the other guys he killed, he can talk about.
Yeah, telling us stories about how just watching the light go out of their eyes is what he liked to say. Oh, yeah, what? Watching the light go out of their eyes. And it's like, to me, my brain was like, this is bullshit lies. And I would just like shut down. But my brother,
I could just see you like looking around the room like, you guys believe in him? What?
Well, back then I wasn't old enough to know to like look around the room and like assess for other like people that are judging. Instead, I would just go like this.
And he shut down. That's like me around like 8 p.m. every night.
And then my dad would be like, how come you don't talk? Like, how come you just want to watch the TV? Oh, I'm worried that everything you say is bullshit.
Is that what he, how come you just want to watch the TV?
Yeah, he used to get mad. Well, we had no TV.
Well, if we have to listen to lies, I want to listen to you.
At least show me, at least give me a visual as well. No, but we didn't have TV growing up at Bill's place where we lived. Well, I was living at the time. Robert had moved in with our dad. But when we were both up at Bill's, we'd go down there and, you know, our dad had the TV on. What's really funny is our mom used to hate because he would watch TV all the time. Like, I mean, that's where probably I get it from. I like watching TV at the end of the day. But I don't like come home and sit down and if it's still light outside, I turn the TV on. Unless I really have nothing to do and I'm like, all right, it is veg time.
You're really tired. Yeah, yeah, it's okay every now and then.
But otherwise, I didn't even...
It was starting to come. I felt like it was preemptive.
Oh, was it starting to come in the back of your throat? I mean, that's where that stuff comes, right?
That's where it goes or comes or something's happening.
Well, this week's episode is brought to you by the Booga Sphere. Booga.
Ooga Booga.
Ooga Booga, the boogeyman, is real. But we're not sure if he's actually real.
Yeah, those etches are not perfect enough. I would expect those to have perfect, clean lines.
That's what I was thinking, too. The only thing I don't like about it is it looks like it was hand-carved. the stuff on it was hand carved. It just looks a little too man-made. Although, I mean, we've never seen anything that's alien made. So what do we know?
But they're also, you know, the carvings are kind of living and breathing, right? They're moving and they're changing. So maybe they're they look imperfect because they're in the process of morphing into a different
thing. I was thinking that too. And as we're doing this, we need to back up and talk to Richie about what the Boogasphere is. Because Richie, you're the only one listening. So the Boogasphere is apparently there was a flying sphere about the size of a basketball, it looks like, that was seen flying around in the skies of Colombia, over Buga, Colombia. And, oh, I get some coffee. I get the whole thing now. You gave it up. In my tummy. Oh, shit. Is that vodka? Babe, it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
Baby, it's a Sunday.
Is that vodka in there? What did you put in there? Is that rum, coffee? Babe, I didn't know. That's why you didn't want me to drink it. Did you have a beer at breakfast? So the Boogasphere is a basketball-sized perfect sphere of metal, and it was seen floating around, flying around in the skies above Buga, Colombia. Then it landed. Apparently, it landed in like alignment with other geographic locations where like ruins exist in Peru or not. Yeah. Where in Peru did you say? What was the
town? There were some caves in Peru. And then it was also found around Lago Titicaca, Lake Titicaca, which is the largest navigable lake in the world, something like that. And that's the lake that's right on the border between Bolivia and Peru. And it's known or rumored that there's a large underground city of like advanced beings living under Lake Titicaca, and I believe they might be connected to Atlantis.
And it's a local sacred site also.
Yes.
So on top of all that. So
that's I got incredibly sick on Lake Titicaca so sick. I was bedridden for a week.
Wow. See, this is how a girl tells stories.
Yeah. No, it's a crazy, like there's something there. Yeah, it's a crazy place. Yeah, I had to be carried off of the mountain.
You probably just ate something with E. coli in it, but this is alien stuff.
Yeah.
Probably not the same, I'm guessing.
No, I'm just saying I've got crazy memories of Lago Titicaca.
So anyway, this basketball-sized metal sphere is floating around the sky, lands, people find it, and they've been investigating to try to figure out what it is. It's got markings on it, etchings. It says the rumor, the purported idea, is there are no welds. So what? One thing that I know is it is very difficult for us to make a large metal sphere without welding two halves together. My father was a metallurgist. And when we talked about this at one point, because I was asking him about fly wheels and fly spheres, I said, how come they don't? A fly wheel is the spinning part of any engine, and it holds energy because it's a heavy spinning disc. So I said, couldn't we do the same thing, but with a big sphere with a dowel through it and be holding a lot more energy? And he said, yes, the only problem is you can't cast large steel like that. Like you have to, it takes, you know, we don't have that technology. And this was like 10 years ago. Technology has really advanced quite a bit, you know, in the last 10 years, as it always does. But get back to the Boogasphere. They're saying that it has no welds, and it seems to be made of material that is not something that we made. It also, they x-rayed it and did like radiology and other ways to try to OEKG, EEG, whatever the...
EKG is for the brain.
The brain scan. What's the one that you get in and it goes gung,
gung, CAT gung, scan. Gung,
CAT scan, that's what they did. So they did CT scan. They're scanning this thing and they're finding that it's made of multiple layers, and that in the center, it looks like there are little nodules, and then there are potentially fiber optic cables, is what I read right before, after we got home, that I didn't tell you about. Looks like fiber optic cables going from the center, the core of the thing, out to the outside. And for my money, it looks like a scan of a brain. It looks like somebody's human brain. And what they're saying is that the etchings on the outside, which are like geographical and also look, one of them to me looked like a computer chip, which is funny because when I Googled hoax, there are people saying this is clearly human. It's a computer chip.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you've ever looked into computer chips.
Mean, yeah.
That technology is not human. It's so small, it's not human. There's no way. We don't even know how it works exactly. We just know that it works. And then we replicate the exact room if we get them to work. Oh, remember the i9, i3, i5 thing I was telling you about? The chips. So the Intel chips are called i9, i5, i3.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the kind like that there's like a new material that's come out of this.
No. That's a different thing. This is when they label those chips, this is something that I didn't know. When they make computer chips, every computer chip array has multiple functions that don't work and they don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
And so when they test them, depending on, let's say there are 24 elements that are potentially supposed to transmit information. If only 9 of those 24 are working, it's an i9 chip. If only 5 of those 24 are working, it's an i5 chip, and so on, which I didn't know. It's like, it's literally, they're selling us imperfections and it works, but I don't even think they know how it works. So getting back to say, maybe it is a computer chip design and maybe that the computer chip is actually technology, not from here.
Could be, yeah.
But like you said, the surface of it seems to be changing, and the sphere reacts to human proximity.
Yeah, so that makes you believe that there's a biological living element inside of this.
Or at least it responds to a hertz, a vibration.
Mm-hmm. Because like when we do have specific, because it was talking about thought patterns, it seems to be responding to thought patterns.
Oh yeah, it said it had.
But our thought patterns is what kind of defines what our vibration is going to be from any given moment.
And it said it was registering, when they scanned it, it registers, it's emitting what looks like gamma and theta waves.
Alpha and...
No, it didn't say alpha. It said gamma and theta. Those were the two waves that it mentioned.
Oh, I thought it said alpha because it said the deep relaxation state.
Oh, that's delta.
Is alpha.
It did not say alpha. It said gamma and theta, but it's fine. It did, but the point is it's emitting what looks like...
The deep relax, whatever, yeah.
Brain waves, let's just say.
Yeah, so but it was saying that, but it was like the brain waves that we have when we're relaxed and receptive and open, like a peaceful, what I'm getting at.
We really take different things away from the videos that we watch, because I did not take that away. My only takeaway was that it seems to be emitting what looks like brain waves, similar to our brain waves. But if you're saying that it was the relaxing ones, I'm going to have to believe you. I don't remember seeing that in the video.
Yeah.
But pretty wild, like potentially like handheld alien technology.
Oh, and then what were they saying about it being close to, it responds when it's near the equator? The equator, yeah.
Remember no, it said it has.
It cultures around the equator, like something about it matches like the axis.
There is an equator on it, you know, those ribs around the center. I think it was talking about when it mentioned the equator, equatorial lines, it was talking about the designs that are on, that are etched into the surface, you know, show some things about the equatorial, which might be like polarity, where the poles reverse, you know, because they have to go across the equator in order to come back to the North Pole, because, you know, all of our electromagnetic field around the earth goes out through the bottom and in through the top and out through the top and in through the bottom. So north, south poles.
But yeah, I think there's magnets inside there that are reacting to, you know, the magnets in the earth.
I have to wonder because it's, they also said, I read that it was, they're measuring a hertz dynamic from it. So it's emitting a low frequency vibration of 2 hertz. So very, very low frequency vibration, which tells me maybe it's actually sending information or receiving information. So it might be a little remote control guy from somewhere else flying around.
I think, here's a theory. what if this is just an old ancient ball from the Mayans and it's still floating around?
Like that's what they were playing that game with?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That this was the ball that they played the game with.
It's just been floating around this whole time since somebody kicked it last.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and it went off into space and it came back down and then it finally.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Well, we case closed.
Done.
We solved that mystery file.
The Booga ball.
The Booga sphere. which does bring us to Google AI, go. Oh, wait, that's a different program. Fuck yourselves. It is so crazy to me when it's obvious that Google doesn't want to answer your question, even though it's clearly a very popular question that is circulating. It's in recent news. It was the Booga sphere, for the record, was found on March 2nd, 2025. That's last fucking month.
3 months ago.
3 months ago. Mm-hmm. Literally. Just the other fucking day. And Google, when I said, what's the Booga sphere or the Boogie sphere? I didn't quite know it. And then when I did enter.
It's a large metal sphere.
Yeah, large metal sphere that scientists are studying. And Google's like, no, nothing matches that.
But here's the crazy thing is it says, oh, no signs of that on the internet. No matches. Nobody's talking about that on the internet was the AI overview. And then right underneath that are all of these articles talking about it.
Is Reddit going, hey, Booga sphere. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Booga sphere. And then I Google it. And then it's like, oh, yeah, here we go. So I right before I got on this, I go, it's clear that Google AI does not want you to think about things like the Booga sphere. I said, fuck you, Google. And then AI responded, oh, it seems like you're upset about something. You know, we don't really see everything on the internet. And so I said, yes, you do. Fuck you, Google.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Now we're getting mad at the bots.
In case you're. Well, I'm mad at the person programming the bot to not look at it is actually what. Because I'm one step ahead of you, Google. Go fuck yourself. It's just crazy to me where they want you. It's like you don't get to control my thoughts, and that's what they want.
I know that's what they're trying to do, and every single day I'm getting a little bit close. I'm starting to romanticize the idea of not carrying around my phone.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just get like a camera and have my camera when I want to go take pictures of something.
And then when you need to go somewhere, you just look up where it is like we used to do and find it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll bring this thing when I'm traveling.
It's an answering machine.
When I'm traveling, I'll bring it with me. But like as long as I'm here at home, it stays at the house. I don't need to be reached all of the time.
I mean, I did that. I was doing that full time before we met. The only reason I started carrying my phone again was
my fault.
Because, well, I wanted to be in communication with you. But now that I've trapped you and jailed you at my house, I know you're going to be there when I get there. So I don't need my phone. You can just go through it all you want.
I don't know your passcode.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I do?
And I know yours too, but I always forget it as well.
Yeah.
Because we trust each other.
No, all but right. Honestly, that's my favorite thing about you, that I can trust you.
Trust me to be fucking super cool. I want to also, this episode is brought to you in part by.
Oh, yeah, we haven't had any sponsors in a while.
Yes, the Booga sphere is brought to you by.
Oh, that's our sponsor this week.
And hot showers. I'm going to solve something out there for any woman listening. This was the PSA that I wrote in my joke lineup that I couldn't remember what the PSA was for women by men. No, it's not too hot in the room. It's 74 degrees in the room. You're too hot because you just took a 200 degree shower and you're overheated. You're welcome. You're welcome. That's why you're hot.
The only time it was really a problem was the other night when we were going to go out to dinner. And I was like, okay, I got to take a shower first. And then I took such a hot shower that I got like I was like bloated afterwards and my skin was sticky and I was hot and I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We ended up not going. I put on my pajamas after that and went straight to bed instead of going to dinner.
The only time that's ever happened. Only time.
And I pouted on the couch complaining I was fat.
Yeah. No, this is the only time that she's ever taken a screaming hot shower. I can't get in it. And what's crazy to me is that you ladies are so, you're so sensitive and you're so like internal and like trying to figure out the root cause of every problem that exists.
Maybe the warmth. No,
you're not going to.
Safe. It feels safe.
You're it's constantly. Comforting. I'm going to get this thought out and it's going to exist in the internet. You ladies are so interested in finding out the root cause of every teeny tiny little problem, and yet you do not look at the obvious shit that's right in front of you, like, oh, does it affect my happiness and my body temperature? If I take it, here's what happens. You shower before bed in 1,000 degrees, and then you get in the bed, and then you say it's hot in the bed, and it's like, no. You're cooking yourself.
Also, we don't have cold water in the summertime because our pipes are 6 inches underground and it's 130 degrees outside.
And yet you still, even though the water's already hot, you still add hot water to it.
I take warmer showers in the wintertime than I do in the summer. Anyways, no, I do hear you, and I do sometimes like to take cooler showers in the summer. I have done it before.
No need for me to be heard on this. I just know that it's true. All right. Well, what do you got? What's
I don't have a whole lot.
Brought to you by this week for you.
Okay, well, I got to tell you, we had some new family news that came out the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I told you about it briefly at the bar. Yeah. So I got a random message from my aunt the other day during the middle of my workday. So I called her and turns out, so we had a missing ring that she's been looking for that she got from my opa when she was like 17. It's got his cop badge number on there and diamonds.
Remind me, who did we blame first?
Well, the psychic said that her stepsister had the ring. That's who was blamed first. Anyway, so been looking for the ring. Mysteriously, also, there were some weird credit card charges on my opa's credit card, and we couldn't find his credit card. Yeah. So all this happened earlier this year.
Because it was stolen while there were nurses.
While my opa was under hospice care.
By nurses.
By nurses, yes. So opa is German for grandpa.
Who did we blame first?
Well, first we blamed my dad's girlfriend.
Yes, because
she's black.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Well, we thought she was scamming, and she is, because she's not. That's not even her real name. Yeah. But she wasn't scamming like that. She's an OnlyFans model who throws it to old guys every once in a while.
Apparently. Well, she really liked my dad.
Yeah, good for him.
But yeah. So Jenny, my aunt, my other aunt's stepsister. Anyways. Jenny, she found out that her mom, Kathy, my step-grandmother, her entire jewelry case was emptied. And that's when they realized, oh, shit, we got robbed. Yeah. So anyway, so they found the person, the lady, because they went around to all these pawn shops. And they finally came to one pawn shop. And Jenny recognized one of her mom's rings. So she identified it. They were able to look through the security footage, and then they found one of the night nurses that they had. Now, this night nurse, she admitted to my uncle who
was the security footage at the pawn shop showed a night nurse coming in with your family's stuff and selling it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. And so, so this woman, she ended up admitting to my grandfather or my uncle that she's hooked on meth. Like she's a meth head,
which is also crazy.
So I think it's I don't know. I feel like there's just I'm connecting so many dots here, and I'm trying to like spin this into a joke because my German grandfather got robbed by a meth head.
And you're thinking,
I don't know. And I feel like there's something there. First, I thought she was Jewish, but it turns out she's just a meth head.
Are you putting the German and meth together, yes, like World War II?
Yeah. And I think it's ironic that my grandfather was a cop.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's going to be tough to spin because you got to get people to, you know, most people don't know that the Germans were on meth. So no, you have to tell them. I think it's
common knowledge.
Well, it's pretty common. You should bring it up.
Yeah.
You got to bring it up in the joke. That's a hard joke because it's so personal. But the idea of having a hospice care nurse steal from you while on meth, mm-hmm. is, you know, worth a listen. You know, you'll get people's attention. But then, okay, so then I think the game with that joke is comparing that whole scenario to something else insane. And then, you know, like somehow building a bigger picture than that. I don't know. We'll have to workshop that one. Nothing jumps to mind, though.
Yeah, yeah. I just see connections.
But it is wild that the hospice care is hiring meth addicts who have a criminal history.
That is like the craziest thing. So my aunt looked her up on the internet.
IMDb.
And quickly found out that she does have a history. What's that called? A crime record?
Criminal history.
Yeah, she has a criminal history.
So basically, she probably lied on the application and intake form, and then they just never did a background check, which you would think in order to work for a hospice care, you would think you'd have to go through a 10-year background check like you do when you go to work at like when I worked at a casino in the kitchen, and I had to do a 10-year criminal background check.
Or like when you're working with kids, they do the same thing.
You would think the same would be. But that's so, mm-hmm. that is wild. I just love, so I want to back up three steps. What did Carla originally think happened to it?
Well, originally she thought that Jenny took it and gave it to Jenny's son.
Why?
Because her psychic told her.
Once again, PSA for the ladies. So then let me ask you this. When we're in New York, do I get to meet the psychic?
Well, I think it was over the phone. But you can ask my aunt about the psychic. She sees psychics all the time.
Can we get that psychic on the phone and say, you fucking liar?
We can try. We can.
And also, does Carla still believe in psychics?
Probably.
Even though there is tangible evidence to the contrary of the factual history of the item at hand.
Well, baby, I think this will be a great thing to ask her when we see her in a couple of weeks. I'm so excited.
I think you might be the one, and you should go stand near the Booga Ball one? And see if
guys, it responds. Guys, did you hear that? He said, so I'm the one.
The Booga Ball responds to, like, the one in quotation marks. The Booga Ball responds to different people differently, almost as if it's looking for the right person to give the information to. I think this is a movie. This is like a movie plot where everybody lines up to come in contact. There was, oh my gosh, there was a...
Oh, like a Cinderella looking for the...
There was a book called The Sphere by Michael Crichton called The Sphere.
Ooh.
And there was like a line of people trying to operate this sphere until the right person comes along.
Oh shit, so this is just sci-fi.
It could just be... maybe the book was a premonition of the reality.
Maybe they're about to come out with a sequel of that book, and this is just a big like PR thing.
Actually, they made it into a movie. We should watch that. It's called Sphere.
Okay.
But I wonder if, you know, there should be like a lineup of all the people on Earth, and everybody goes close to the sphere to see if it responds to one human in particular, and then everybody,
the new ruler,
everybody will be like, please let me be me.
Yeah.
And then you get all the information and your consciousness gets uploaded into it. And then when do they probe your...
I wonder, here's my prediction. So remember when they said like when certain people get close to it is when it will admit that certain hertz of like really brain, like the really low brain waves where you're like relaxing. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it's a certain person that it does that to. So it can like, because you have to be in that mindset in order to receive information. So if your vibration, if your thought patterns are pure and clear enough, then you'll be able to drop into the same frequency that it's trying to give you so that it can give you information. Does that make sense?
Has anyone tried having a nap around it? Go to sleep and enter REM.
Ooh.
Because your body changes then. So that's when you're open to, you know, the cosmos. I mean, that's when your brain goes into the ether, I think. I think that that's what sleep is. I think personally that sleep is the same thing as where you go when you die. Maybe. I mean, I wonder. But I wonder if sleep is the same access portal as whatever hertz it's tuned to. And so have they tried REM sleep around it? And if they haven't, we should message somebody and tell them to try that.
Well, it's under like 24-hour surveillance now.
Yeah, but the internet lets us reach people all the time. So they're still doing experiments on it. And maybe nobody has thought of this, is go sleep by it and see if, because that's when Tesla would come up with his inventions after sleep. Mm. And he knew that it would happen if while he was falling asleep, he would see what he said was white and black lines, and then two figures would emerge from the corner of his vision. And he knew then he was going to wake up with an invention. Because he was getting that information from the figures mm-hmm. that would come into his field of vision while falling asleep. And sometimes when I'm falling asleep and I get snapped back to like if I'm just falling asleep and then I get bumped or a noise happens and it causes me to wake back up, there's a flash of black and white lines, like old school static TV lines in my, that encompasses my entire vision, and then I'm awake. It is, and it's consistent. Mm. It happens like a lot.
Did that happen before you read that about Tesla?
You know, I don't know. I don't recall it. I do recall the feeling, you know, like that jerk awake feeling.
Yeah, yeah, we all know that.
But I've never, I think it's only maybe in the last 5 to 10 years that I've noticed, like if I'm just falling asleep and then I get zapped out, it's almost like an electrical, you know, input shock thing. But I wonder if somebody sleeps next to it, will it, you know, give them a download of information?
I bet. Yeah.
We should we should actually try to contact somebody and say, hey, just try this, because they're trying everything because they have no idea what it is. It's reshaping itself.
Yeah, I would be surprised if they haven't tried meditating next to it. I bet they've gotten different types of, well, maybe not, because it's only been a few months.
And also, scientists often don't think outside of their box of experimentation. You know, maybe it's, sometimes the simple solution is the solution that nobody has been looking for. They're testing it and scanning it and all this stuff and seeing that it responds next to people, and they're studying that it emits what looks like brain waves. It's like, well, maybe you have to tune your body to be that 2 hertz, which I don't know if you can ever get there, because megahertz is what we operate in, which is 100 hertz. And I think it's like 215 megahertz or something like that. Or is it 215 hertz? 238? I can't remember. But anyway, that's enough. That's enough of that bullshit.
Ooga booga.
That's enough of that ooga booga.
Booga booga booga.
Let's have some fun, shall we? Yes,
I want to watch something funny.
Let's get right on.
Gosh, we're so serious today.
Into it.
Put on my funny glasses over here.
All right. I discovered this on the talk, and it's my new favorite thing. And, you know, you'll see why.
This is when you yelled at me before. You said, don't look at the screen. You said it in a way of like you wanted me to look at the screen.
I didn't say, I was saying it in a way that I'm hoping you understand I'm in here doing this. And if you look at the screen, it'll give away what we're going to watch.
Well, I know when you're getting ready, I'm not going to ever look at the screen until you tell me don't look at the screen. Then I'm going to think you're playing.
It's just an automatic girl response to anything a man says. Okay, here we go. You ready? Watch this.
Okay, so far I got say, man. Y'all know I had to do it. Look at all the ink on me. New drip, you see the new forces, and the new Tesla in the background. Is that correct?
Write that down.
That's just too funny. Where did the other ones go? Dang it. How come it just... Dang it, baby. How come it... All right, here we go. Here's another one.
It's the same guy, right?
There are a few of the same guy. And these are the Island Boys. We're the Island Boys. We got the Island
Boys. Why do they tattoo their face like that?
Because they don't know that when you're an adult, that's going to suck.
Do they think that's tough?
They do. Yeah, they think it makes them tough. And they're probably surfers. Okay, here we go.
Is somebody coming? Is my whole entire life I grown up? I start cheating and everything. And I always shot my family. Where I put on my left up, right down.
All right, so far I got, don't nobody call me in my whole entire life. I grown up cheating on everything. Always trying to find my way to put it on my mother. left, up, right, down in GTA. Is that correct?
He's good at translating that. Because I have no idea what he's saying in my whole life. I love that the caption on that was, it's a computer glitch. Yeah, same guy. All right.
Here we go. Same guy. I did look up. There are a bunch of videos, but my favorite thing now is write that down.
Write that down.
Write that down. All right, here we go.
Yo, to
write that down.
To look like you. If I say I don't ever see you, come jump my line right now and you blame me. I'm my father, my mother.
Ooh.
Like, yo, I don't know what to talk about, money, I'm gangster.
Okay, well, so far I got, well, honestly, you don't even want to see me. I be blaming on my frada, on my promoter, I'm gangster. Is that correct?
Is that correct? Write that down.
Write that down.
Write that down.
All right, one more. It's just so bad. Lost it's just his grill. So bad. All right, ready? Here we go. And ready.
Hey, man, what it is, man? Look, man, I'm going to draw perms later, man. Yeah.
Break that down.
Give me a little time.
Okay, so far I got, hey, man, what it is, man? I'm fitting to drop pearls later, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just give me a little time. Is that correct?
What?
My mother, my father. It's just crazy. I love it. Yeah. All right. Is that the last one? I think that may be the final one. 1, 2, 3, 4 of them.
Oh, I forgot. I have some videos, but I never sent them to you. I forgot.
Well, you could show them. You could send them over, but you're going to have to vamp after you do that.
Vamp?
Yeah, it means you got to talk while I'm doing shit on the computer. So. Maybe we just save them for next week. We can get right into the.
I want to show you now. It's so...
All right, airdrop it. Yeah, okay. Airdrop it to the thing, and I'll get into my upcoming trip. Oh, by the way, news flash update: the house is coming along. The Chinese products are going on, and little by little, every corner that used to be full of bees is now insulated, wrapped, waterproofed, and sided. And now we've got the AC back up and running in this room, and it's nice and quiet out there. I'm having to do a couple things twice, but no big deal. The name of the computer is Kimfini, in case you're wondering. And if this is going to take a long time, we're going
to
go ahead.
I did just give it to you, but...
I don't see it. On Kimfini?
No, I had to send it to you.
You have to send it to Kimfini, the computer, because my phone is recording this podcast.
I don't have an airdrop option. Well, we'll just do it later.
You do have an airdrop option, but we don't have to do it.
Yeah, not...
Because you're not going to figure it out.
Not in the way I have it saved. Because I don't have it saved on my phone. It's in a text message.
But I do love how much is getting done out yonder.
Yep. Got a real man over here, ladies and gentlemen.
It's pretty manly. Well, we're just going to leave that showing now.
Remember when your brother looked at me that one day and he was like, how does it feel to be dating a real man?
Oh.
When you're building the bathrooms over at Janie's. I was like, this is pretty damn good.
It's pretty good. what else we got here? I'm taking a trip.
Yeah, he's leaving me on the 4th of July.
One of the strangest trips ever.
I can't believe you're going to be driving on the 4th of July. That's crazy to me.
I'm going to be driving back home.
On the 4th of July.
So as to be here on the 4th of July.
I know, but the 4th of July is like a daytime thing. You're going to be driving all day.
He's leaving me on the 4th of July. Huh?
For the 4th. No, I'm kidding. I was kidding about that.
Yeah.
But it's crazy you're going to be driving all day on the holiday.
So funny. Oh, I think I can do this. Boom. Boom.
Write that down.
Boom. There we go. Now we got trees. Okay. Yeah, so I'm driving to Durango for some clients. And what I was supposed to do is leave with my client's big truck and trailer, haul a bunch of stuff. So these clients own homes and they do like hard money loans and other money loans for people to buy houses. And then he has to like foreclose on them sometimes. But he doesn't do it with families. He's like a good guy. But I guess the guy that had bought this house foreclosed and then left all this shit behind, including a bunch of wine, which they tried to dish off.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't we get any of that wine?
We don't want any leftover wine from somebody that we don't know if it was hot, if it was cold, if it was good, if it's not.
Okay.
I'm not interested in That's taking true. People's leftover alcohol. But so I was supposed to bring a bunch of stuff to Durango, their house in Durango, which is the one that they are remodeling to sell. Then I was supposed to pick up some stuff from Durango, drop some stuff off, pick up some stuff, boogie over to Gunnison, where I was supposed to deliver all the stuff, including a dishwasher and an oven from down here, a stovetop and a dishwasher from down here. And then it turned into her dad and her son, so father and grandson, are going to drive the father's truck, not Randy's truck, but the grandpa's truck and trailer to Durango. And then they're going to take the stuff over to Gunnison. And Randy is now going to drive his own vehicle, which he's hell-bent on it because he's dealing with cancer stuff and he's been like laid out. He was like partially paralyzed for a moment until they fixed it. And I'm really glad that they were able to fix it and recognize and repair him. But he's like back up and running now. So he wants to drive his own truck straight to Gunnison now.
Okay.
And he was going to be leaving on the 27th, which is why I wasn't going to ride with him. Now he's still here. I'm leaving tomorrow to go straight to Gunnison with only a dishwasher and a range top in the back of the truck.
It's so wild to me because they can just buy a dishwasher and a range top there. And probably be cheaper than...
And then I'm going to install it. But the whole point of me being involved was to be the hinge pin on doing the whole trip. Like I was supposed to...
You're going
to
drive it down there. Yes. And
yeah. I was, the whole load was going to be essentially on my shoulders to do the whole trip, the round trip, and install stuff while I'm there. And now I'm just going to take a couple of things and install the oven and the dishwasher and a couple of like things on their greenhouse and do a few tasks for a few days and then hustle back. And I guess they're having a hard time. Maybe they just don't know anybody there that they can count on. And they know that if they have me do it, it'll get done right. And they won't have to worry about it twice, which is good. I mean, it's nice to have a good reputation, I guess. I mean, I'm happy to...
I wouldn't know anything about that.
No. Yeah. Not at all.
Does that really taste like there's alcohol in there?
No, I was totally kidding. I love the Iranian argument now.
What's the Iranian... What's the Iranian argument?
You haven't heard that yourself! The Iranian argument now is the back and forth on how much damage we did to their nuclear enrichment facilities. We're claiming we set them back decades. They're saying, you barely set us back. Then they came out and said, oh, you really hit us good. And now the UN is saying, actually, we barely set them back. What does that tell you? We want to hit them again. That's the only thing. Write that down.
Write that down.
So... You're telling me you want to bomb Iran again? That's what I think is actually happening.
You didn't bomb them enough the first time?
I think that we said...
Iran's like, yeah, those aren't even our nuclear facilities. We made you think they were.
Yeah, and now the UN is like, we've only set them back a couple of months. And we have just reached a new age agreement with the UN...
Oh, okay. That was my next question. Like, how are we in cahoots with the UN? Okay.
Well, we're in charge of the UN, mainly. We're the daddy. They called Trump the daddy. The United
States.
Those
are the memes, though. I didn't see anything where they actually called him a daddy. There.
Yes, he said it. That's why
Trump said that?
No. The other people in the UN called him the daddy. I need you to get on board with
that. I know you said that, but you didn't prove it to me. I didn't have any proof. All I saw was a meme. I don't believe it.
This is that thing that happens when you're telling somebody something And then they keep saying a thing that they thought so that they can stay locked into
that's
that.
That's not what's happening right now.
And then
right
they don't have to actually adopt the truth. They can just say, oh, I thought this. But what I'm saying...
that is not... I know what you're talking about, but that's not what's happening right now. What I'm saying is I don't believe you. I don't believe that people are calling Trump daddy. I saw it on a meme. I don't believe that any respectable people. So that's why I'm asking you to show me proof.
I did show you proof you after showed you me said, a meme. I don't believe you.
Yeah, you showed me a meme.
Well, you're going to have to keep talking into the mic while I'm looking this up. Because you obviously understand everything. I'll bring it up. I'm going to show you the result page. Here we go.
No,
are you ready?
I want you to. I want you to.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need proof that people are calling Trump daddy.
Ridiculous.
I want proof.
Okay, look at the window.
Okay.
White House drops daddy home meme. Orchestrated grovel. Critics react to Europe's attempts to tame Donald Trump. NATO chief clarifies comments. I didn't call him daddy. He said daddy's home. He literally said it. It's all over the news.
Well then.
NATO chief calls Trump daddy. 9 News Australia. He referred to him as, well, daddy's coming, so we better have our shit in order. I mean, he literally, okay.
So now when, I see it. I didn't see that before.
When I say
it's
something.
It's fine, baby, but yeah, well, when someone says, I don't believe you, prove it, then you have to prove it. I don't know. Why do you get so defensive?
Well, because I brought this up earlier and it still didn't sink in. And now we're doing a podcast and I'm having to do this again. So it's a little bit of a, like, it's tough for me to just keep, I feel like I'm not making this stuff up. I'm just telling you what I saw. And then, yes, it's totally unbelievable, but it is what exists. So the point is, getting back to everything, we just made a huge new agreement where we got NATO to agree to increase their defense budget spending so that we can combat Russia, Iran, China, okay? Even though I don't know if we're going to combat Russia, but... And then a few days after that, we've got the UN chief saying, well, we only bombed him back a couple of months. So what do we think is happening?
I don't know. You tell me.
Boy, this is hard.
I'm being difficult on purpose.
Yes, we want to bomb them some more is what's happening.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, I just, I thought that was worth talking about, but I guess it's not. I guess we're done with that one.
No, it's crazy. I don't know what the hell they're doing. They're playing these war games and they're lying to us and they're trying to paint a picture, a story. And I want to say I don't care, but I do care. But also, like...
Do you remember what you asked me earlier?
What the heck? What?
Do I think we're going to have World War III?
Well, no. What I asked was, is all this leading up to a World War III?
And
what I said.
And what did I say?
You said we're already in a world war.
Yeah. We have been at war the whole time.
Well, I think now that we've bombed Iran, I think more people... We haven't been at war this whole time because before this... It was just Ukraine and Russia is what everybody was talking about.
We have been at war with multiple countries the whole time. The Israel-Gaza conflict, that's us.
Mm-hmm.
The Russia-Ukraine conflict, that's us. The Middle
East.
Now
it's becoming obvious, yeah.
The Gulf War, the Iraq-Afghanistan shit that we just got out of with Biden like a couple, 2 years ago. That was 20 years of us being at war. We have been at war the whole time. So, world war is what happens when multiple countries are involved in wars. And that's what's been happening. The stockpile of weaponry only gets used up if there's war. And that's what they want, is more money. Lockheed Martin, Boeing. Got to make that money.
Yeah. Backroom deals, business deals.
I mean, it sure seems like it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A lot of people agree with that.
Well, my new Tesla windshield's in. Here's a little PSA for everybody. If you get a quote for a windshield, get another one.
If you get a quote for anything, get another one.
One quote for the Tesla windshield, $1,250. Next quote, $700. And it's beautiful.
Wasn't the guy, it actually $750? And then she was like, I'll give it to you for $700.
Yeah, $740. And then she texts me after and goes, let's just make it an even seven. I'm like, that's great. And it was she and her husband. The husband is the guy that showed up and did the work. He's actually been doing windshields since 1997, since he graduated high school. So the dude's, you know, a 20-year, 25-year, well, almost, that's damn near 30 years of installing windshields, which is exactly what you want that guy installing. Because I've had kids come out from like Safe Light, and they just are new, and they just pop it out, pop it in, and it leaks air, and you can hear it whistle, and I'm like frustrated. And then this guy comes out, takes his time, chats. Turns out we, you know, like are the same age, and he just does it right for way less money. So it is possible. It's like, so what is the other company doing? They're making so much money. They're like quadrupling the windshield price. Because they're getting it for a price. I'm sure these guys are keystoning and doubling. You're so yawning. Are we done? We're at 51 minutes. You're shutting down. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Oh, okay. Anyway, $700 versus $1,250 is just wild to me. Kind of an insane.
Well, it's a, you know, mom and pop operation versus big corporate business where they have a lot of overhead.
Yeah. And we didn't talk about why I had to get a new windshield because it was just raining.
I thought we talked about it on the podcast before.
Did we?
But as a quick recap.
It was just raining golf balls. Fucking asshole kids. And then the GM.
You should have let them in your underwear.
The GM of the golf course tried to tell me how it's not possible. And I'm like, dude, it happens all the time. I'm just sitting across from him. And he's like,
he said that it's not possible.
He's like, what I mean, there's no way that balls are going to hit your house. I go, dude, all they got to do is
take a look,
turn around and
see 50 outside right now.
Yeah. I go, they just turn around. I go, Andy, it happens all the time. I go over there and I have to tell somebody if I'm outside and it's after closing, there are people over there hitting balls the wrong way. And if you hit balls the wrong way, they come towards these houses. It's real simple. And he's like, yeah, okay. But yeah. And then he was like, oh, was it on Saturday? And I said, I think it was actually on Sunday. I think it was a different group than those kids that were just being the jerks that all got 86 from the golf course.
Yeah, because ours was on the different day.
Yeah. You know what I have written down here to bring it back? Oh, no coffee at coffee. I have that written down.
Oh, yeah, no coffee. Oh, how about today when she's like, oh, I made two pots because I thought you were going to get hot coffee. And I was like, I'm pretty sure other people are going to want coffee. And you should always have two carafes.
And then she ran out of iced coffee.
Unbelievable.
Coffee shops that don't have coffee. And then we went to the Grotto one day this week. And it was like so nice. It was 6 a.m. They were ready to go. The boss was there walking around, making sure the walls were touched up. The coffee is perfect and hot. They greet you. They're ready to go. It's an actual restaurant run by actual people instead of this weird Janie's. But we love Janie's. It's the Edison bulbs. Ooh, speaking of which, we've got some Edison bulbs arriving on Monday. They should be here.
Ooh, okay, nice.
So feel free to change them out. Yeah, something that I saw on the internet was a guy measuring the emittance of sound frequencies and types of light coming off of LEDs and CFLs, the fluorescent compact lights. Okay. And do you remember this from this week?
Yeah, sorry.
Where, and it's like the LEDs and the CFLs make an insane noise. And recently,
well, we've all heard the overhead fluorescent lights in stores when they turn on, you can hear that.
But the CFL that's above our couch has been bothering me to the point where I stopped using it. I would turn
light.
It off.
I've never liked that light.
And it turns out this guy is saying that potentially the frequencies that these emit can actually make you sick. Because of how it fucks with it distorts your own brain chemistry. Because your brain, our brains, will mimic the waves that are around us. So if you're surrounded by an LED wave that looks like this, your brain will try to mimic that. So it will, that's how they can shift the general consciousness of a whole city by using the 5G towers. This is the theory, and it's not a theory, it's a reality. If they emit a certain frequency, our brains will mimic that frequency, and certain frequencies are tied to emotional states. So they can make mass hysteria, anger, tonal mute, like, you know, chill vibes if they want to, sleepy vibes if they want to, which is, apparently I have that same emittance on you right now. I can see your eyes trying to stay awake. Guys, this has been amazing.
No, that is not true.
Today's episode is brought to you by a shift in consciousness. The last thing I have written down is, I wonder if that bugle ball is, so you know how humanity goes through certain consciousness shifts over time. Like there are parts of history where you go, oh yeah, there's a clear change in the way that people thought from this time to this time. What if the bugle ball is sent here to deliver a new shift, a new paradigm, a new like world, as they say in the Mayan
maybe calendar. That's what it is. Yeah, I mean, we are due for a big shift in consciousness.
Maybe it's happening. Maybe
it is happening right now. It's the age of Aquarius. We're moving more into the heart.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, there are a lot, like several schools of thought that all point to like now-ish, like, you know, give or take 100 years. Now-ish is when there's a huge shift in consciousness, and it has been happening.
Yeah, the Mayan calendar said it too.
Yeah.
Says that we're supposed to enter.
Christianity says it. Buddhism says it. Hinduism says it. It's, yeah.
Enter World 5, I think. The end of World 5 or the beginning of World 5? That's what the Mayan calendar says.
Mm.
That this is when we're supposed to enter a new age of consciousness.
Yeah, we all thought it was going to be 2012, but then it was actually 2020, something like that.
Yeah, well, first it was going to be 2000, then it was 2012. Yeah. Well, I think the Mayan calendar supposedly ended in 2012, and that's why they were all so worried.
Well, right, but that was under a certain type of calendar, like Gregorian calendar, like some kind of calendar system. But when you actually look at the Mayan calendar, it was actually 2020.
Oh, no, it was the Mayan calendar that
or
was supposed
like other
to
way around or
end in 2012.
Because
it stops.
I know, but when they re-looked at those dates, it was actually 2020 if you look in a different counting system because of the moon phases. And
Okay. The actual number of days.
Yeah.
Well,
but
anyway, this has been interesting and fun. And next week, I promise, she's going to be awake for the whole time.
I was awake until you yelled at me. Funny how you shut down.
Well, brought to you by,
you get yelled at.
We don't have to post this one. We will see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.